All right, welcome to Because You Can't Read All the Time, Royal Wedding Post Show Edition. I am here with Aaron, who...
What's up?
Who is indulging me this evening by allowing me to talk about my feelings about the royal wedding.
It's going to be a cathartic experience.
For me or you?
For you and for me, because when it's over, my food will have arrived and I will no longer be starving.
That's true. Erin has had a rough night and she hasn't eaten, but she's suffering for her art tonight.
The way I look at it.
So I just want to observe right off the bat that Kate Middleton picked a terrible date to get married because her anniversary is only going to be every 4 years because she got married on April 29th.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It only happens every 4 years that there's 29 days in April.
Ah. Mm-hmm. That is not something I knew, but I'm willing to go and believe you on this one. So, you know, maybe it just makes it all the more special, Maggie.
It's not something people talk a lot about, but I am here to raise awareness for that fact. And, yeah, so she is not going to have a first anniversary for another 4 years. So.
Well, I guess it's good because then it spaces it out for us, you know.
I guess, so we don't have to remember her anniversary? We don't have to send them gifts or anything?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I actually saw that they were like, we have a lot of people who want to send us gifts. Like, here's a website so you can donate to charity. And, like, how deluded are you? They don't need gifts. Like, first of all, they've been living together for 8 years or something like that. Second of all, they're rich. And, like, what could they possibly need from me? You know?
Your love and support.
I mailed them a picture of a toaster and said, this is what I would be sending you if I didn't hate you.
I'm sure they'll personally see that too.
And because they're British, if they don't have a toaster, they have nothing to eat their beans on.
And you know what? Wait, okay, that was kind of a jump there, but okay. And also, like, toasters are actually kind of expensive in the UK, which is why I never had one when I lived there.
What did you eat your beans on?
I don't eat beans, Maggie.
Well, British people do, and if they don't have toast, they can't eat beans.
This is a very true thing, yes.
You know? Although, to be fair, Brits will put beans on pretty much anything. They don't need the toast.
They're weird about that.
I don't know. I never got it. Good for them, though. So, the wedding itself, first of all, I've observed previously that the wedding dress is a total ripoff from The Sound of Music.
Oh my god, yes!
Yes.
Yes!
Yes.
I was looking at it, and I was like, you know, it looks really familiar, mm-hmm. and I can't place where I've seen it before.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, Grace Kelly. I'm like, false. Sound of Music.
Sound. Which is, yeah, even worse in a way. Like,
yeah. Well, you know, I can explain why they're probably similar, though. Grace Kelly's dress was designed by, like, MGM.
Really?
Yes. So, I mean,
that's just creepy.
They're all essentially costumes. And that's kind of how I felt, like, when Prince Harry and Prince William came up in their uniforms. Like, they weren't even uniforms for, like, actual things. They're like, Prince William is wearing a uniform that belongs to a colonel from, like, the Irish regiment, of which he is not a part. And, like, Prince Harry's wearing a uniform for the household cavalry. Like, they just got to pick, you know? And they were, it was community theater. It was, like, very expensive community theater.
Well, actually, yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was watching the highlights with my grandmother today.
Which, as I remarked, is the only way to watch something like the Royal Wedding.
That's the only way I watch most things, because I don't have cable, but, that brings me to another quick aside. Did you actually get up early to see this, or did you,
no,
like...
No.
Yeah, I wasn't willing to do that either.
I was surprised how many people I knew did.
Yeah, I'm surprised by how committed people are to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, I didn't. I chose to see the highlights many days later. And, so, two things. My grandmother, like... just kept talking about how he's wearing an Irish suit. And I was like, oh, grandma. Like, I didn't think it was true. I was like, okay, whatever. But apparently it is, which is just a little weird. Yeah. I mean, did he even know it was Irish?
It had like a shamrock on the collar.
Are you serious?
Yes, which is like something a crazy person does, I think. Like, if I saw a bald man walking around in a shiny red suit with a shamrock on the collar, I would be very frightened. It would unsettle me. But yeah, it was like, I told you, the uniform was like the colonel. It was like a uniform that a colonel would wear in the Irish Guard or something for some reason.
That is very bizarre. I hope someone told him before he put it on, because it's likely he didn't know. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Is this a thing for weddings where you can just pick a fanciful uniform to wear? Like, oh, it's like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I'm just going to pick a uniform.
Well, again, and I don't mean to, you know, bring this up repeatedly, but it is like 16 and pregnant. Like,
okay.
If you see any of the weddings on those shows or the Teen Mom shows, they always choose, at least the grooms, but often also the brides, they choose like a sort of costume theme, like NASCAR or hunting.
And so this is basically like the rich British equivalent of a NASCAR-themed wedding.
Basically.
And, you know, I'm kind of offended because I was just going to say that I was embarrassed for Kate how blatantly she ripped off so many aspects of my own wedding. It was so pathetically obvious, I thought, but I did have a NASCAR wedding, so.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, but.
It's what I was into at that time in my life. It's like a time capsule of a very specific phase I went through.
Which is how all major life events should be.
And they will be. I don't really have any left, though, now that I'm married. I mean, like, a baby, but you can't really make the birth, like, a theme. My themed events are pretty much, I've run out.
Oh, you have obviously not started watching Pregnant in Heels.
Oh my god, I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is. I'm sad to say I'm aware of its existence. It's on the Bravo network.
Oh, okay.
I don't have cable again, but I know of these things.
Well, what is it?
Circles. It's basically like these bitchy, like, pregnant ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one preview. I haven't actually seen a full show.
It's okay,
but
if you have.
No, I really haven't.
Sure, you know. Sure. Me either. Okay.
Well, one thing I know about it is that, so this one lady was like experiencing two life events. She was pregnant and she was getting married.
Okay.
And, so she's like dressed up in her wedding gown, and this really has nothing to do with what I was saying before. I just want to bring it up.
No, I'm interested. Continue.
So like she's dressed up. She's like obviously planning the wedding the day of, like, who's going here? Where are the flowers? And blah, blah, blah. And at one point, like there are these people all around her, and she suddenly yells out, "Be nice to my dog." Like, for no reason. Like, you see the dog completely alone, like, not being treated badly. You're just like, what?
Maybe that's why the dog is treated so well. She's always launching these preemptive strikes, like, begging people to treat her dog nicely.
But, okay, so there have been other ones where, like, on the theme thing, like, there have been women who have had their makeup done post-birth.
Ew.
Like, yeah, like having makeup artists in there. There have been women who had to hire personal assistants to help them plan their baby showers because those had to have themes and, you know, it's pretty intense. So,
I guess I can
look forward to that.
Yeah. You know, and I don't judge you for watching that because I was live tweeting Army Wives before you got online. So, which is so bad, by the way. And again, this is, you know what? No, this applies because Kate Middleton is now herself a military spouse.
That's true.
Yes. And I want to talk about how there's a scene very early on in tonight's episode where there's a little boy and his mom owns a restaurant and he's like helping at the restaurant. He's like 10 or something. And they're like, oh, do you like helping your mom at the restaurant? And he's like, no, I like hanging out at the truck stop better. And I'm like, that should not happen. Like, that should never come out of a small boy's mouth. And the whole rest of the scene just plays, like, double entendres. They're like, oh, what do you do there? And he's like, Whit, by the way, is, like, the man who, like, either lives or works at the truck stop. He's like, Whit and I dig for things. Whit told me if I come back, we can dig for more things. And I'm just like, is anyone supervising this kid at a truck stop? Like, really? I would be so disconcerted by that. But, no, Kate
Middleton... Which is why you would make a wonderful mother, by the way.
I would, you know. I think if the bare minimum is, like, not letting your kid hang out on supervised truck stops, I think I would pass that test.
With flying colors.
With flying colors. A++. No, so Kate Middleton is herself a military spouse, and I, for, again, largely prurient reasons, I'm a fan of Military Spouse magazine on Facebook. And they asked all of their followers, Kate Middleton's a military spouse now. Do you have any advice for her? And, of course, it deteriorated very, very quickly into, like, really catty comments between all the commenters and for no reason. And a bunch of them were talking about how, oh, well, I don't understand. We're American. Why should we care about this wedding? And I counted two women who responded that we should care because America was founded by the British. Like, the one girl who wrote, in case you've forgotten, America was founded by people who left Great Britain to start a new life, and that's why we should care. Another girl wrote, America was founded by England, not that anyone remembers anymore.
I certainly forgot.
A lot of people forget. And I'm like, that's your reason? Like, you just sort of conveniently skip over the whole revolution in which we broke away from the monarchy. No, we're just this happy country that has a strong British past. Like, I don't know. I
mean, well, by that logic, shouldn't we also be intimately involved in the everyday workings of the Native Americans?
The Native Americans and the Norwegians, because of the whole Viking connection. We should be interested in a lot of things that we aren't, but I just love that they both justified it by, we were founded, mind you, by the British, and that's why we should care. And the founders are, like, rolling in their graves right now.
They're just like, ah, God!
Make it stop!
Make it end!
Yeah, so that was enjoyable for me, but also sad.
It's kind of like reading the Ragu posts, really.
It's a lot like reading the Ragu posts. Did you see the one about the cheese cups?
I did not. I stopped liking that page just because it got a little weird.
I had a friend describe it as, he said it was like looking at the trash of people's souls, which I think is a good way of putting it. And there was one girl who wrote, out of nowhere, like, normally these comments come because Ragu will put something... Ragu, if you don't know, but you probably do, is a pasta sauce.
What?
Not you personally. You know, if anyone's
listening...
I just listening,
love that someone might not know.
Some people might not.
I wish I was one of those people.
No, but some people are lucky enough not to know this. And Ragu is it's a very good pasta sauce, and I'm not getting paid to say that. Like, I'm a fan of Ragu on Facebook because, sadly, I do legitimately enjoy the pasta sauce. And one day I typed it into my browser on Facebook, and I was like, oh, Ragu, I like Ragu. Does it have a Facebook page? Yes, it does. I like it. So that is legitimately why I'm a fan of Ragu on Facebook, and I very quickly discovered that it has many hidden delights, namely its commentariat. And so this woman writes completely unsolicited, just, hey, I have a comment. Why don't you put Ragu in cheese cups, you know, like pudding, and you can just eat it out of the cups like pudding.
Like pudding?
Yeah, and she said it twice in case you weren't getting it. Like, nothing weird. She doesn't mean it in a weird way, like, just like pudding.
Hey, you guys, I'm not being weird right now. I just mean the way you eat pudding, you could eat ragu.
Yeah.
Like pudding.
And then, like, an hour later, she comments on her own post, but make it cheesier.
Oh, God!
Yes. I know. God bless this country.
And this is stuff we should be paying attention to, not a royal wedding.
No.
Actually.
And I think that's what our great British founders had in mind when they came over here to start a new life. Making it cheesier.
I mean, and they did largely succeed.
They did. They definitely did. But I, and correct me if I'm wrong, I read that Kanye West was invited to the wedding. Did you hear that?
I read that too.
Wow.
Was he there? Because I did not see him.
If he was, I bet he was really bummed that Princess Beatrice stole his hat idea.
Wait, which one was... Was she one of the hideous ones I had to look away from?
She wasn't the ugly troll child who looked upset on the balcony when they were kissing. She was... you know who I'm talking about? Like, everybody's like, oh, they're kissing, and then there's this, like, just hideous child that I thought I was the only person who could see, like, slumped over on the balcony just looking miserable. And I'm like,
maybe it was a figment of your imagination.
Maybe I just wanted so badly for something to mar the occasion that I invented one. Because if the ugly troll child did not exist, we would have to invent her. No, she was really there. But no, Princess Beatrice had this, like, Lady Gaga-ish hat that, like, rested on her forehead and then had, like, ribbons coming up out of it that looked like antlers. And it just, it doesn't make sense how it, like, balanced on her head. I don't know how it was, how it was accomplished. But it was quite the thing. And I have to say that the one positive thing that came out of this whole thing for me is I went out today and bought myself a fascinator.
A what?
A fascinator. That's what those hats... I didn't buy that hat, but those hats they wear that are like tiny hats but big barrettes, kind of.
Oh, I see.
I got one. I did.
Huh. I have many such hats, but they are small. They're like barrettes. They're tiny hats.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, a fascinator is like a tiny hat that's more like a barrette. And it can either be, like, on a really thin headband, or you can, like, clip it to your hair. And the kind I got is on a thin headband. But seriously, like, all I could think about this morning was, like, I want one of those British hats. So I literally just, like, got in the car and drove around till I found one. I live alone.
I'm going to point out, I just Googled Princess Beatrice wedding hat.
Yes.
Into Google Images. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded now of what it looks like. But also, on the second line of the image search, and this is maybe not safe for children, so maybe cup their ears for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. There's a picture comparing her hat to the lady parts.
Yes, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And now it's ruined for me.
It was always ruined.
Well, it was never a good thing.
I don't know how it stayed on her head.
It is kind of crazy.
It's like practically on her forehead. It must have had like a powerful adhesive or something to stay.
The will not to be anywhere near her face.
I don't know. I don't know why you would do that to your head.
Oh, dear.
And she's already kind of freaky looking, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. Well, both of those sisters are. Both of Fergie's daughters, I mean.
Well, and they're Fergie's daughters, you know. They were always fighting an uphill battle, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's a little unfair to say something about it, because it's kind of taken as a given.
It's like slapping a baby duck. You know, you can do it, but it's not a lot of fun.
Oh, and I'm seeing the troll child now.
You see the troll child? And it's like a very famous picture now. They're like leaned out, they're kissing, and everyone's like, oh, kiss her. And then this kid just looks like, shoot me, please.
That's the other funny thing my grandmother said when we were watching the highlights. Mm-hmm. It was, by the way, I should mention that it was on WE TV Network.
Oh, my God.
And so, of course, it was the highlight show hosted by Perez Hilton in a wedding dress.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, continue.
And so we finally get through, like, all of the, you know, the ceremony stuff. And then they're talking about afterwards. And mm-hmm. they're like, and next we'll show you the kiss. And my grandmother just says, Yeah, it didn't last that long, though. Like, what?
Well, and it's funny because I read a tweet, I can't remember who said it, but one of the guys, Michael Ian Black, had a really funny running Twitter feed about the royal wedding, but somebody else said that all the news commentators insisting on the kiss, it was in the same tone as, like, a six-year-old who makes her pets get married, you know, like, just kiss already, like, that's, like, the ultimate expression of adult love is, like, watching a prince and princess kiss. Like, I don't know, it made me really sad for a lot of people.
On a philosophical level, I mean, I know that everyone's just watching this. Well, at least I hope that everyone's just watching this because of the celebrity factor and because it's, like, this weird thing that, you know, doesn't happen all the time. So it's kind of like, whoa,
right.
What are these traditions? Like, why does he have to wear a shamrock on his collar? I don't know.
Right.
So that's why I think people, or hope people watch it. But I think there's also an element of people being like, that'll be me one day. I'm going to find my prince.
Well,
but no, you're not.
The moral of the story is anybody can marry a prince who can afford to go to a really good school and slip themselves into a see-through dress at a fashion show.
Yeah.
That can happen for you, given those two criteria.
Although, I'd have to say, if those are the criteria, then I'm sorely disappointed at my current status.
That's true. You're like halfway there. I mean, I don't know about the see-through dress part, but I mean, you went to some pretty good schools.
I went to the same school as Gaddafi's son. So
and look how look how he ended up.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you're lucky just to be here right now.
I don't know. I mean,
did you know him?
No. But I mean,
I feel like that would have come up sooner. But that could have been your prince, you know? I mean, you could have been skanking it up in a see-through dress, and Gaddafi's son could have been like, oh, hey, what's going on over there? You want to come to Libya, little girl?
Little girl. I knew I went wrong somewhere, like, with all the studying.
Yeah.
I knew I should have just worn more see-through clothing.
That could have been your ticket to paradise.
Sweet, sweet, war-torn paradise.
Well, and my thing is, and I observed to my husband, that royal weddings were a lot more exciting. Well, the stakes, we talked about how low the stakes were here. You know, they already knew each other, they lived together, like, it's not a big deal. Royal weddings used to be a lot more exciting when the bride was, like, 14, and she had to, like, forsake her home country, and she didn't speak the language, and her husband was, like, 10 years older than her. That I would watch.
Yeah.
Because my husband was like, oh, nobody wants to watch that. I'm like, correction, everybody would want to watch that.
Toddlers and tiaras, that's all I'm saying.
It has the same appeal, I feel like. And that's more exciting because then the next day they, like, hang the sheets out and it's, like, a whole big thing.
Which is perverted. But also, what in our current celebrity culture is not perverted?
First of all, right. I mean, we already live in perverted times. And then after that, you know, there's a whole purient interest factor there. And I feel like I get points for using purient twice in the same podcast. But there is this whole weird thing that you would want to see how this pans out. You know, she's 14, he's 24, she doesn't speak the language. What's going to happen?
Yeah, and she's expected to have a baby
exactly.
Pretty quickly.
And which brings in your whole 16 and pregnant thing.
Which, as we all know, I enjoy a lot.
Right.
So.
I feel like every aspect of our reality culture, TV culture, used to be tied into royal weddings. And now when they're in their late 20s and they're like young professionals with college educations who already know each other and they're from the same country, that's not exciting. That's like most people who get married.
Yeah, that is true.
So, that's my thing. And I just love Jeremy's like, nobody would want to watch that. I'm like, maybe you're too good for this, okay? But I'm not.
And I certainly am not.
No, not at all. So, I guess that's my big thing. I'm disappointed that Kate Middleton's not 14 and, like, Spanish.
Those were the days, man. And actually, I was thinking about that because I'm a history nerd. Mm. When they were like, Catherine, do you take this Catherine Elizabeth? Right. And I was like, oh, this isn't the first time there's been a marriage to a Catherine.
That's right. What, are you going to divorce her and marry another girl and start your own church and cut her head off?
Or better yet, why doesn't he just... Oh my God. Oh my God. Someone needs to patent this.
What?
This is the most amazing reality TV show idea ever.
Yes.
He needs to start his own church
mm-hmm.
that will be eerily similar to the Mormon church.
Okay.
And then he goes all, you know, crazy with the wives.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have like a modern day, you know, it'll be a cross between like Big Love and
Sister Wives, you know,
the Tudors.
Oh, so like Henry VIII, but if he had all his wives at one time.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think you're onto something. I think anyone who thinks that that's not a good idea is stupid. And
I agree.
Yeah. They clearly just don't know good entertainment if they have any sort of objection to this, moral or otherwise.
Yeah.
I'd watch.
Everyone would.
Everyone. Apparently not Jeremy. Jeremy, who would want to watch that? He's too good for it, but I would watch.
Maybe he just objected to the age.
Maybe. Thing. Which you can kind of see.
It is a little borderline, like...
That's how they used to do it. Those girls used to get married really... I mean, you're a history nerd, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Catherine of Aragon was, like, that young when they got married. Very young, anyway.
And wasn't she the one where, and I'm not trying to, you know, be critical of Catherine at all.
Right.
But wasn't she the one that they tricked him into marrying by, like, painting a picture of her, and then he's like, yeah, get me some of that. And then she shows up, and he's like, whoa.
No, that was Anne of Cleves, the Flanders mare.
Damn it. See, yeah. I'm not a very good history nerd, but...
Well, most of my knowledge of these comes from Philippa Gregory novels. So, I wouldn't feel too bad about it. Mm. I mean, like, the other Boleyn girl, and the Boleyn inheritance, and the Red Queen, and the Constant Princess. I've read all of those books. I feel like I'm way more qualified to actually be a princess at this point, given the amount
probably.
Of, you know, historical fiction I've read. So, I just think that if there's any way to prepare for this, it's historical fiction. But, no, I just, you know, best of luck to them. They got to take a helicopter to an undisclosed location, kind of like Dick Cheney used to do. So, that's pretty cool.
It certainly is.
I don't know. And I kind of feel like you got a future glimpse of what Harry's going to be like. Like, he's going to be the pervy, like, uncle someday. Like, he was looking kind of chunky, I feel like. And his face looked red, like he'd been drinking all morning. Maybe it was the uniform. I don't know.
You know what, though? Like, that's kind of sad because I think I go for that type, and I was definitely thinking during the highlights, man, Harry's looking good.
I heard he hangs out at truck stops.
Well, now I know.
Where to find him?
Yeah.
I'll be driving my truck all over this great land trying to find my prince.
That's what it takes. That's what it takes.
If that's what it takes. And I think you've got another reality show right there. Like, follow this girl on her truck ride around England.
Oh my God, yes. I would be so good at that.
And I feel like Prince Harry would maybe see it one night, and he would just be like, ugh. Like, he would not probably be into that. And if he was, I would have to say you probably shouldn't actually pursue this.
But that makes me want to pursue it even more. My grandmother also thought he looked handsome.
Oh, I mean, he looked better than William. I mean, he did. He looked nice, but he just looked drunk, kind of.
Her words were, Harry's cute. He's got a little of the devil in him.
Wow.
Which I'm assuming was meant positively.
Well, how does your grandmother feel about the devil?
She's never really talked to me about it.
You know, my grandmother never has either. I don't think I'd be able to answer that question about mine. To be fair, the subject's never really come up. But you heard it here first. Prince Harry has a little of the devil in him.
He most certainly does.
So, wait, when that bombshell hits the news, you'll have already heard it here first.
It's bound to hit any day now.
It really is. I also want to observe that I was disappointed that Justin Bieber didn't sing at the wedding, because he is a subject. He's Canadian.
Oh, I somehow that slipped my consciousness.
It's always at the forefront of mine. But he is a royal subject, and I could just see him in the little boy choir robe with the ruffly collar, you know, singing with Ludacris.
Who is also a favorite among the royals.
Well, they invited Kanye West, Posh Spice, and David Beckham. Elton John, who I get it, is a family friend after the whole Diana thing, as it came to be called. And then, like, still don't really... I heard Mr. Bean was invited. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson was there. I mean, I'm kind of surprised I wasn't invited.
Yeah, there were a lot of people on that guest list.
They were really scraping the bottom of the guest barrel at that point.
Carrot I mean, even top. The exes were invited. Who does that?
That's really a lapse in judgment. And everybody's like, oh, it's so romantic and it's so, like, steeped in tradition. And I'm like, Kanye West and Posh Spice. I'm sorry.
First of all, okay, but here's my problem. Mm-hmm. Kanye West can make it to the royal wedding, but he couldn't make it to Pitchfork or Lollapalooza?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Kanye. I was waiting.
That's a good point. And isn't he, like, that's got to be closer for him. Did he actually go to the royal wedding? Was he there?
I didn't see him. Well, and also my problem is, okay, Justin Bieber, like, I don't know that he was there, was he?
No,
was
I don't he? Know that there was at any point any discussion of Justin Bieber being there.
Well, but okay, it makes sense. He's a subject. Posh makes sense. Elton makes sense. What was Kanye supposed to be doing there?
Kanye actually makes more sense than, or well, no, I mean less sense than Justin Bieber, who was not invited as far as I know. Like, why not invite the little Canadian boy with the voice of an angel, but they invited Kanye, but they didn't invite Barack Obama, like the president of the United States. They're like,
well, oh. I think I speak for everyone when I say Kanye is the true president of the United States.
You speak for everyone? Okay. All right.
We can have this discussion later.
Yeah, this sounds like something we'll have to talk about later. But no, I think it's weird that they're like, oh, well, we can't invite the president of the United States because he's the, like, he's from a democracy. Like, they had some BS reason why they couldn't invite the president. But Kanye West, like, oh, we'll invite Americans, just not the head one, not your leader. That would be too much. And my man T. Blair, not invited.
Why was that? What was their reasoning?
There were rumors that it was because of his support of the war in Iraq, but that was never confirmed. Maybe it was because of the lemurs.
It was probably because they were afraid that the Abbey couldn't really accommodate dozens of lemurs.
Well, and he would insist on bringing them. He'd have them all on little leashes, but it would still be too much. Although there were trees in the church, the lemurs could have hung out in the trees. Did you see that they had live trees inside the church?
I'm going to be honest, I wasn't paying too much attention.
There were live trees, by which I don't mean there were like people in tree costumes dancing around, but there were like trees inside the church. Apparently anything goes. At the royal wedding. Trees.
Apparently.
Elton John, Kanye West, but no lemurs and no Justin Bieber. If I were Justin Bieber, I would have gotten together with Tony Blair, harnessed up some lemurs, and just barged in yelling, I object!
I was waiting for someone to object. Like, why didn't it happen? And why didn't... Okay, here are some of the things that I was waiting to for stuff to happen, and it didn't. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for someone to object.
Right.
I was waiting for William to dance down the aisle and Kate to dance down the aisle to Chris that Chris Brown song.
Yeah.
I was waiting for someone to be like, where's the ring? And then to discover that, like, one of the flower girls swallowed
that
it.
That troll girl.
Yeah, because she wanted to ruin that wedding. And I would have been with her.
Yeah. No. I would have enjoyed all of those things. I would have also enjoyed it if the wedding had been Rickrolled. If the Bishop of Canterbury had been like, William, do promise to never let her down, never give her up, never run around and desert her. Like, I would have also liked that. But nobody.
There are so many things they could have done to make it more special.
Well, can you imagine, like, you're watching the royal wedding, like, did the wedding just get Rickrolled?
That would be awesome. And then, like, because didn't one, like, the royal wedding service or some made-up thing had, like, exclusive rights to the airing, and it was just a matter of who carried it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was some sort of weird distribution deal like that. In any case, there was only one live feed, and they owned, like, the royals basically owned it. So it would have been awesome, because they could have chosen to, like, he could have started saying that, and then they could have cut all the live feed and then just played Rick Astley.
Mm-hmm.
In his entirety.
Mm-hmm. And that's when Justin Bieber could have sung. If they had Justin Bieber actually sing the Rick Astley song. Because I don't know if Rick Astley's still alive. Is he British?
I think he is. I don't know.
Hell, he was probably invited. Because they invited, like, everybody except Barack Obama. Like, yeah. Oh, we'll invite Rick Astley, but sorry. It's just not happening. I'm sorry.
We don't have any more room in the church, so.
I just see, like, Tony Blair, Barack Obama, and Justin Bieber standing outside the church with, like, their shoulders slumped over, like, looking at Kate going in the church.
Like, hey, guys.
You guys want to go get some ice cream or something? Because they can't get into a bar, so they have to go get ice cream, and they're, like, sitting in the ice cream parlor, and in that Meatloaf song, that I do anything for love, like, that's playing in the background.
Of course it is.
Well, because that actually happened to me in London. Not as referenced the royal wedding, but everybody was going to a club, and, like, we didn't realize that you couldn't get in if you weren't 18, and it was myself and, like, two other people who hadn't turned 18 yet. Emil, remember Emil? So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we took a pedicab to an ice cream place, and they were playing that song, like, to make it even more depressing. And that's what I imagine happened. They all get in a pedicab, and they listen to Meatloaf and eat ice cream.
That is probably what happened.
That's what Obama was doing this weekend with Justin Bieber and Tony Blair. And, like, they're sitting there eating ice cream, and Tony Blair's got his leash under the table, and the lemurs are just kind of wandering around.
Are we ever going to explain to the kind viewers?
Listeners?
What we're talking about?
I almost think it's better if we don't. If we just ask them to accept at face value that Tony Blair has a menagerie of lemurs. And they're very close in a very special way that we don't expect you to ever understand.
I guess it would just be more confusing.
There's not really a lot to say, just that we sort of picked up, based on various things he's said at different times and his demeanor, that he probably has a basement full of lemurs. And he just, when times are rough, when he's stressed out, he just sort of discreetly slips down to his basement where he keeps all his lemurs, and they have this big old dance party. And he tries to keep it on the DL from Cherie. Sometimes she happens in on them, but they act like it's her fault, you know, like it's her problem, it's not his.
And the lemurs, I mean, discretion is key.
Right, yes. And the lemurs are very protective of Tony, too.
So. As anyone would be, he's a delicate man.
He is, you can tell. So that's pretty much where that came from, just sort of we inferred that he probably had a basement full of lemurs. And I referenced in the last podcast that this predates, that show with the dancing lemurs.
Yes. Yes, it does. Don't ask us to provide proof. It just does.
It just does. Was Colin Firth invited to the wedding? Do we know?
I imagine he was.
Just because he won an Oscar.
Yeah. And he was in something vaguely having to do with the royals recently.
Well, that would have to be weird for Queen Elizabeth, because he basically played her dad. Like, oh, and you're invited because you played my dad.
Why not?
Why not? But not you, Barack Obama. Stay far away.
We want nothing to do with you.
God forbid the president should be here. Even though it's worth noting that you were founded by British people, not that anyone remembers anymore.
Well, that's probably why. They're probably still upset that we don't remember.
Maybe. I just like the way that lady said that. Like, not that anyone remembers anymore. Like, she's, like, part vampire, so she's been around for hundreds of years, and she's the only one who can remember a time. Like, you know what I mean?
That is probably what it is.
Yeah. Logic suggests. Logic does suggest. Much the same as logic suggests that Tony Blair has a basement full of dancing lemurs who exist to relieve his tension.
You don't need logic to prove fact, Maggie.
That is so true. So, I gotta get going for my work week here. Do you have anything you want to say in sum? Otherwise, we'll just go straight to our current events porno and sign off for the night.
You know, I think we pretty much summed up that wedding.
Mm-hmm. All there to say. Yeah, pretty much. Well, God bless him, you know, or don't. Depending on how you feel about them. And our current events porno, in which we come up with a premise for a porno based on a current event. I actually haven't really been keeping up with current events.
Well, we have the perfect sort of, you know, situation right here with T. Blair, Obama, Bieber.
And the lemurs.
And the lemurs.
Eating that sweet, sweet ice cream.
That's yeah, great. I mean, what? There are many different erotic pathways down which this could travel.
A lot of freaky, freaky pathways. I like the way your mind works.
It always works that way, unfortunately.
It sounds like a real struggle for you. Okay, well, thank you for tuning into Because You Can't Read All the Time. That's it for us tonight until we can think of something else to get upset about.
I'm sure there will be many things.
And it doesn't take much. So, Erin, thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy your meal, whatever that consists of.
I decided just to microwave some peas.
Peas? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go so you can think about what you just said.
Thank you.
Okay, well, good night, everybody.
Night.